All right, today's Best Bets brought to you by FanDuel. Bet on all your favorite teams on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I'm going to lay the points. Raptors minus 12.5 tonight. I mean, the Lakers are telling you we're not interested in playing. Like, we're not interested. The Raptors have not been great recently. They've been inconsistent. They're coming off a loss on Monday. They're at home. They're healthy. They got to blow the doors off the Lakers tonight.
By the way, Hayes, I got to tell you, Ramona just described in her last interview a place in sports you don't want to be when talking about the Nets. She said, maybe they can beat Cleveland. It's like, maybe you can beat Cleveland is the worst place to be in sports. Yes. It's just like, it should be a term. Maybe we could beat Cleveland.
Yeah. You're right. That is the worst. Like, I don't care if it's the Guardians, the Browns, the Cavs.
Yes, yep. Yes.
It doesn't matter.
The Blackhawks, the Capitals. It's like, if you throw out, maybe we could beat Cleveland in a series, you're on a hope and a prayer.
Yeah.
You're not really good, and you're not awful.
It's not good, man. It's not good. Not a good scene.
No.
So I'm on the Raptors tonight. I like the Bruins. Like, you got to pay some juice. They're in Colorado. Have you seen the lineup for the Avalanche tonight?
Like, oh, man.
They're missing so many pieces. The Bruins are playing so well. You got to pay juice, minus 184 on the road, cup champs. But I'm on the Bruins tonight, and I like the Oilers big tonight by 2+, laying a little bit of juice at home against Arizona, where your boy Seymour Skinner is getting a start again. Stuart Skinner, that's 3 games in a row. And this is kind of like what we talked about with Dan Vladar. It's Arizona at home, and it's like, sorry, Jack, you're not getting the layup here against one of the worst teams in the league. We got to win the game.
You know what? So it's been ugly for Jack Campbell, but the one thing I think the guy can do, I think he can rebound, because he had the little break in Toronto, which is why you don't give a guy a 4-year contract that needs a break in the middle of the season. But I think he could have a reset and kind of get it together. I'm hoping.
They better hope.
I don't know, man.
You guys aren't really backing me on that one.
We might be able to beat Cleveland comment, you know, in the form of a player and trying to pump his tires. It's not good.
Like, what kind of a break does he need, O-Dog? Like a trip to
Cancun? Dude, I don't know, like, man. I love what the guy's all about. He's a sweetheart of a dude. I want him to get back on track. Because if it doesn't, it gets really ugly in Edmonton as well as it does in Toronto. It'll get ugly there, and it's like 4 years left at $5 million per for your goalie, and he can't put him in the net against the Arizona Coyotes. That is maybe we can beat Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the maybe we can beat Cleveland of contracts right now. Today's Best Bets brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more and get your winnings fast when you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today.